ready.
I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board for today's day, May 27, 2025. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to start with introductions. My name is Christian Barneon, and to my left I have...
April Mensch.
To my right...
My name is Chris Hooper.
Anybody on the phone?
No.
Okay.
And we have...
Hi, Judy Siegel.
Oh.
And for staff, we
have... I have Mallory, Secretary.
Florida Fegley, who is planning.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner of State Room's Office, and...
Vivian Pelosi, Planning Commissioner.
All right, this period is for public comment. In this period devoted to comments by the general public about this items in the agenda, there's no discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about these items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. The comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front in the corner and state your name clearly and your address, and then spell your last name for the record, please. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by a majority vote. Now we're going to move forward to approve the minutes of the last meeting, which was
April 8th.
Okay. Now do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Our motion passes. Now we move for the minutes for approval for the agenda of today. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve.
Okay, everybody in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes. All right, so now we're going to go for the informational items. Do we have any informational items? All right. And now we move to planning and zoning, the portion of this agenda. Do we have any planning and zoning? All right. So now we're going to move for the first one, which will be planning and zoning for PA-25-70023-GTL Properties LLP. I think you would have...
If you could read them all together.
Together, and then move, yeah. Then the next one is going to be the CC-25-0319-GTL. The next one is going to be BS-25-0320-GTL. And the last one is going to be WS-25-0321-GTL. And the last one will be TM-25-50081. I have the applicant present.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Krista Bilbrey, B-I-L-B-R-E-Y. I'm with PD Home, Nevada. As you just read off, we're looking to do a residential project. It is just south of Sahara and on the east side of Burnett. It's across the street from Valley High School. Currently today, there exists an underutilized parking lot. On the front half of the project is, Auto Savvy, I believe is the name of it.
Yes.
That faces Sahara, so it's the back half of that project, right between Auto Savvy and Valley High School. The current master plan is quarter mixed use. For a residential project, we're looking to do a plan amendment to compact neighborhood. The zoning is currently general commercial, and we're looking to change that to a residential RS2. This is the project itself. It's 56 lots, single family detached two-story homes that range from 1,572 square feet up to 2,076 square feet. This project is on 6.38 acres. It would also demo an existing building right now that they just don't use. So we have a demo building here, and this is all parking lot. There is a vacation in. The vacation is only for the 5 feet of right-of-way along Burnham and Karen to be able to provide for the detached sidewalks. There is existing sidewalks today that's attached. We would demo those and put in the detached sidewalks to meet the new codes. We have waivers submitted for a 4-foot retaining wall along Burnham. And then there is one for up to 10 feet. But that is over here, because right now the existing conditions, there is a very steep slope. Because we are tied, because this is developed commercial to the west. You've got Karen is developed, Burnham is developed, and as well as the existing here. So we're kind of tied to the elevations that we're at right now. So there exists already a 10 foot up this way, right around 10, it's 10 feet. So although it would be 10 feet back here, it would match existing grade by the time it got down here. Because there's no, we're not doing anything, any big retaining walls down here. This had to lift up just a little bit because it sewers down to Karen. So we had to make sure that we could make the sewer. This is an easement right here, sewer comes down and out. We also have waivers in for a 6-foot rear yard where 15 is required. Oh, actually, just so you can see, there's that picture. This is the current condition. It's a big concrete berm type deal. This berm would come out and we would put in a wall instead. So that's what the retaining wall is for. Regarding the rear yard setback, so this particular project uses what we call cross-access easements. There's also the homes. You can see the homes. And what it means is each lot provides a 5-foot cross-access easement to the adjacent lot, so it creates a courtyard between the houses rather than a full backyard. They get the full the side yards. The rear yards will typically range from 7 feet to 14 feet, depending on which plan. But we have to ask for that waiver on all lots because we do not predetermine which house plans go on the lots. We give buyers the ability to choose their lot and choose their house plan. So we would need to have the waiver for all lots to make in case they all wanted the 2069. I don't think that's going to happen. That's never happened, that it's only been one house plan. We just don't know which lots those will be plotted on. And just so we can kind of get another visual. This is a picture of kind of what we imagine that can be done with the courtyards. They live actually really nice. It seems really small, but we are building this product down at Sunset near the 215. We built it up off of Blue Diamond Highway and Quarter Horse. We built this off of next to Boulder Station. And it's approved for and is going to be built off of just down the street off of Boulder and 95, slated to open in August. So it's been a real successful product for us. Again, it's a more attainable housing element, which for this area we think is good because the one thing I didn't kind of go over, not only do we have commercial to the north, commercial to the east, we've got apartments and condos to the west. Yeah, and then, and I believe on the other side of that, this subdivision is a school, and then you've got the high school to the south. So we think it's a good product type for the area, a good mix. Let's see. And and then the other waiver that we have is for the roof. We are requesting a 75 foot to the call box, where 100 feet is required. We're actually providing two travel lanes in, not just one, so that if somebody has to come in and try to be buzzed in by a guest, there's still room for a resident to drive right by if they have their clickers to get in. So I don't feel like the staging is going to be out of control. And that's pretty much my presentation, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Yes, now we're going to move to the part of the public comment section. So if you want to stand, you got to say your name, your last name and the address, and then you can ask your question.
I can do that now?
Yes.
My name's Deborah Bennett. What else did you need?
Last name and your address.
2080 Karen. I'm right across the street, right in these condos right here that you can't see. My complaint that I had, and we had it over at the meeting that they had at the library, was there's only one way in. There's 59 houses apparently going in, one way in. I live over here, we've got 96 units, we've got two places coming out. And we think it's just gonna add a lot of traffic, you know, especially at getting going to work and coming home. And we requested to remove these two houses and make the street come out here to Karen, so you could have an enter on Burnham and a enter exit on Karen, just for traffic. You know, it's crazy to have all those people, oh, let's all go work 7 o'clock in the morning, and we all get stuck here. It's just ridiculous. 57 houses, 59 houses. You guys aren't going to lose a lot of money. Well, not you guys, but whoever. They're not going to lose a lot of money for two less houses here. And it's just going to be safer. It's just too much traffic for one driveway. And that's the complaint I've heard from several people in the condos that I live in. About it.
Is there anybody else with public comment or questions they want to do? No? Okay. Is there...
I'm just looking at him.
Okay, so the time for public comment is now closed. So now, is anybody on the board has any questions?
I do.
Mm-hmm,
so in the other developments that you developed in these other areas, how many in and out area ways do you have?
So at Sunset and Quarter Verse, we have just one.
Okay, and how many homes are there?
Seventy-four, seventy-six.
And there's only one way in, one way out.
Don't.
And that, what area was that?
And we have, that's at Sunset, I call it Sunset Corridor. Sunset and like the 215 right by that hospital. So we have Red Bend is actively selling now with over 70 lots, I believe 74. One way in and out. On the other side of the street, we also have Upton, the exact same type of community with 113 lots, one way in and one way out.
And the price point that the homes are going for?
That's a really tough one because it's a moving target right now. If you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, it probably would have been about $30,000 more than it is today. This is not slated to open until I want to say next year, the first quarter of next year. So at the moment, I want to say they're in the, they start at 1572, would probably be in the mid to high threes. But again, it's just, it's a very volatile, changing thing right now.
How many exits do you have on the Boulder Highway development you're working on?
One, and that has 219 lots.
Okay.
But no. It's Boulder Highway, they, NDOT doesn't want a lot of exits on the roadways.
In terms of this, so you're developing and they all have the same exterior elevations to them?
Yeah, this is just one example of each. So every plan has three elevation styles.
Okay.
And then we have 12 different color schemes available.
So this doesn't really match the style that's in this part of town. This looks like Henderson and Summerlin. I don't know that people who live towards the center of town are looking for a design that's going to look like this. Is this your final design? You know, as this area of town is being revitalized, people are sort of, they're drawn here for certain aesthetic reasons, and this is not included with that.
This is basically the plans that we do use most all over town, and they do match what we have right there at Boulder and 95.
All right. It doesn't really match the architecture in this particular area of town.
What are you looking for? More of a...
We're looking for something that's going to create a cohesive landscape so that the area sort of comes together. It's part of
Did you say
bringing back the
landscape?
Center of town. This looks a little bit out. We have seen some of the new developments that have been built, and they do stick out in terms of the design in these older parts of town.
Because the landscaping, we can match kind of what's...
I'm not talking about the landscaping. I'm talking about the exterior of the building.
And you just said cohesive landscape, so I thought you were concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. I meant the architectural landscape.
Well, they all face in. Nothing faces out. Got the 15-foot landscape buffer that's going to be, you know, along the exterior. So, I mean, I can look at that, but right now this is everything that was submitted, and I...
The neighborhood we live in, or right by there, that's very close to me, is Paradise Palms, a very historic neighborhood renowned for our mid-century modern architecture. Bright colors, purples, oranges, turquoise. I think a third of the houses have orange and turquoise on them. So people are drawn to our neighborhood for eclectic mid-century modern, not traditional browns and grays.
Because we are definitely targeting a first-time buyer at this location. Not an experienced or move-up buyer by any means. That's not our, we go for the attainable housing with the more economical building exterior facades.
Well, traditionally people who buy homes in this part of town are buying them because they're economical.
But no, I can.
I mean, I would like, I think it would be nice to have a design that took into account that this is an older part of town. So that there would be a little bit of uniformity in terms of design styles. Obviously, it's not all going to be mid-century, but this is a part of town that was built, you know, going up until probably the 70s. I don't know if it's an aesthetic. If someone wants that, they're probably going to move to Summerlin or Henderson, and that's not going to have to do with the price point. That's going to have to do with what they're looking for. A first-time buyer is most likely also going to have small children, they're going to be looking at schools and things of that nature. Something might want to take into account is designing something that matches the surrounding landscape a little better.
Okay.
So, for example, if you look over by Maryland, which is just the next block over, where they redid, what's that sandwich shop, Capriotti's, they did everything mid-century modern with like curves, and if you look at, that's kind of the stuff that's built here that fits in.
Okay.
I was curious, what's your build times?
How long do you think
it's going to take to build?
From the time we start to finish, 4 months.
Per unit.
Not for all of it. So, ideally for us, we target kind of about 6 months.
So, sorry, to my understanding is the people are going to literally pick a lot, and then they're going to pick their design of house, and then from once they do a down payment or something, it's going to be a 4 month to 5 months.
4 months is from production start to finish, so they get, probably the whole process is about 6 months from the time they sign a contract to close a house. It's anywhere from 30 to 60 days of the upfront. They go get their loan approvals. They, you know, go to the design studio to select their options before they ever start the house, get the house permitted. And then it's a form of production build and their orientations and photos.
Just to revisit the driveway situation, what are the ramifications of removing two of those homes to accommodate an extra driveway?
Unless the landowner is going to give a price change, then the deal wouldn't work.
Okay, because this is a congested part of town already. Again, this is the oldest part of town. We have the highest density of people in this area.
The gate that's existing that's drawn there, is that a guard gated?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, just clickers.
Gotcha. Okay. And there were extra lanes for people. So.
Yep, there's two lanes going in.
Okay.
One for visitors, one for people that live there, residents. I'm guessing, right?
Uh-huh.
And the gate is how far from the street?
The call box is 75 feet. The gate is further back, but it's the call box because that's where visitors have to stop.
How many cars can fit behind that call box?
75, 3.5 to 4.
What's the square footage of the homes?
1572 square feet up to 2069 square feet.
With bedrooms of two, three?
Up to four
bedrooms.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
Got it.
This is just interesting to me because I'm at the Las Vegas Country Club and they're resurfacing the streets within the club. And we're really grateful that there's more than one entrance and exit to the club right now. Yeah, otherwise we'd be getting people landlocked if the work's being done.
Yeah, they have to take that into consideration when it's time to reduce streets and keep at least one side open at all times.
Sure. Okay. And is there any recreational parks or dog parks or any amenities of that nature?
No dog parks, like nothing like that. We did the trail system, a bunch of benches so that there's game tables so that they have a place to kind of interact with neighbors.
Okay.
One thing I also didn't mention, just to make sure clear, the driveways are all two-car driveways, two-car garages, and you will have space to park one car in front of each house.
Do they have sidewalks inside their
yes.
neighborhood?
Yes, okay. Sidewalks on one side.
We definitely need housing.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I don't have any more questions.
Does anybody have any more questions?
If when you take a motion, if you can just do it item by item, so
yes.
it's clear for the record.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to start with the first one. Let's go back to that page. All right, so can we get a motion for item PA 2570023, GTL Properties LLP? Do I have a motion for all those in favor?
I motion to approve with staff conditions for item number one.
Anybody else?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Second one is CC-25-0319-GTL Properties LLP. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve item two with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then we have BS-25-0320-GTL Properties LLP. Do I have a motion?
Wait, which one are we on?
That number three.
Vacate and abandon.
Mm-hmm. I motion to approve with staff conditions.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Then it's number four is WS-25-0321-GTL Properties LLP. All those will have a motion?
A motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion passes, and then number five.
Did it vote?
So what?
Did it vote?
Oh, sorry. Bye, man.
No.
Go ahead.
You have to say.
All those in favor?
For which item?
For item number four?
Aye.
No.
Can you do a
roll call?
Yeah. So all those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
All those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. So motion passes. And then number five is TM-25-500081-GTL Properties LLP. Do I have a motion?
I motion to approve with staff conditions.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
All those opposed?
All those opposed? Noting? Okay.
I'm sorry, I need to make sure the record's clear. I need to know what the vote is. Who isn't, can you clarify who is in favor?
You're gonna do a roll call.
Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye. And okay, I just wanna make sure you understand that you voted against the item, the last item?
I did
number
vote
four.
Against the last item.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to approve the tentative number. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
I have my reasons.
Okay, got it. That's all I needed. Thank you.
Okay. That's all the ones that we have for that one. So now we're going to go.
Thank you.
You're going to go to item number 6, which is WS-25-0343-Jin Sarah to increase wall height with an existing single family residence of 0.25 acres. Now, RS5.2 area, residential, is the type of thing in. Oh, hello.
Do I have to stand here?
Yes.
Okay. So just say your name. I don't have boards or anything. It's okay.
Just you gotta say your name and your address. Thank
Sarah
you.
Sarah Jin, 1682 Golden Arrow Drive.
May you spell your last name, please?
J-I-N. Thank you. Sorry, I'm pregnant and I'm nauseous and I'm
Oh,
a lot of things right now. So.
Congratulations.
No, yeah. Thank you.
We're really easy and really nice, so.
You're sweating, that's why.
Do you want to make a presentation on why you're before the
meeting? Oh,
yes,
sure.
Please.
So we actually moved into our home 2 years ago in Paris Homs, and it came with a pre-existing wall. And then we got a random complaint, I guess, that the wall didn't have a permit or anything, so I submitted for that. It's an extra 2-foot wooden retainer wall on top of a concrete. We're right on the corner.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that walk by all the time. When we first moved in, before we even moved in, there was a break-in, there were squatters living in our house.
Oh, shit, okay.
So that was the whole thing. So I feel like we definitely need that retaining wall. Otherwise, you can fully see into our backyard and the pool and all our lawn furniture and all of that back there.
We back up to the church.
Oh, and we do back up to the Mormon church right there. So there's no other home spot behind us that we're blocking.
Is there any public comment, questions from the public? No? All right, is there any questions by the board?
So the wall existed before you moved in, and you got a code violation.
Yeah, we had no idea. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what did we do wrong? And then we called the officer, and he told us that somebody had complained about
your fence.
Yeah.
So. I'm well aware of the break-ins that happened before you lived in the house. I will say that most of the break-ins in the neighborhood happen to unoccupied homes.
Oh, for sure. It's a since we've been in there, there's been no issues. But we do have Ring cameras everywhere, and there are tons of people that walk across our back and front all the time.
Property?
No.
Yeah, we have like this sidewalk that cuts across our property, and for some reason everybody walks
it's right behind the exit to Sunrise Hospital.
No, it wasn't that much of a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're right there by the Intermountain Health and Sunrise. Mm-hmm. All those apartments.
Yeah, I walked my dog around there, and I actually went to measure the wall because I thought that you guys were gonna add to the wall.
No,
and I was like,
what?
They already have like really high walls.
No, it's already so high, we wouldn't do that. But no, it was pre-existing when we bought it 2 years ago.
So you're not keeping a chain and changing; you're just gonna keep trying to keep it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty.
When
cool.
You probably go to the county commissioners, they're probably gonna want to see something. A picture or something.
I just need to show them. If you took that,
they're probably going to want to see all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've already gone to the kind of picture. This is just like the next step.
Went after us.
Then the second meeting.
The second meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay, so bring all of this.
Yeah.
Is it on a poster board?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That'll be easy for them to look at.
Yeah.
Okay.
All you have to do is show a Google Map or like your Redfin listing that shows it was there before.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh, perfect.
So you're looking for a waiver to keep the wall as it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
No changes.
To keep it exactly how it's been. Yeah.
Sounds pretty easy.
Sounds like safety reasons.
Yeah.
And the baby on the way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Any more questions? No questions?
I get it. I live on Rain Dance.
Really
most of the walls on Rain Dance are over the code violation.
Yeah.
Most of the walls.
Even the officer who came by was like, I'm so sorry to do, like, he's like, I'm sorry, I don't know, somebody keeps calling and I'm sorry, I'm like, okay.
Okay. All right, so do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Who made the motion?
I did. I said I moved to.
Sorry. I did too. I said it quietly.
Okay.
We're not
We haven't had a meeting in so long. We
how to speak up. Well, lucky we all approve. We all want to make a motion to keep you safe and the baby safe.
First time nobody's around.
Yeah, proven conditions.
If approved conditions.
Yes.
Well, staff is denying.
That's why I'm saying if approved conditions.
If approved. Yeah, they have a time frame. They're going to let you know about that. You have a time frame.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so now we're going to list the next item, which is item number 7. And that's UC-25-0339, Sahara Towne Square, LLC. The applicant present?
I think we need to hear about it.
Yeah,
we should move.
Right.
Okay. We should make a motion to move it.
Yes.
To the next meeting.
That project was withdrawn on May 19th. There should have been an agenda log amendment that was sent to the board secretary and liaison, and so this project has been withdrawn and no action is necessary.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Definitely accept that.
All right. Yeah, it was like times. Okay, now we move to the general business. Do we have any general business?
No general business.
All right, and then we move to the second portion of comments by the general public. Are there any comments by the general public? No? All right, so our next meeting will be on?
June 10th.
All right. So, June 10th, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.